Every hour of the day and night, the North American Air Defense Command is on alert, watching for unknown or unfriendly aircraft approaching our continent. A few moments ago, NORAD advised its component commands to be on alert for a special visitor. However, there is no cause for alarm at this time. Intelligence sources indicate the visitor is believed friendly and will approach our borders from a northerly direction. The big question on everyone's mind at NORAD concerns the exact mission of the unknown craft. Some say it's red in color and will provide happiness for children everywhere. But the situation at present is to wait and see. We'll have updated reports throughout the day as information becomes available. This is Air Force Sergeant Lee Mosley reporting from the NORAD Combat Operations Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Earlier today, radar operators of the Aerospace Defense Command and Canadian Forces were placed on special alert to watch for and track an airborne object, believed heading for the North American continent. We've just received a report that an unknown object has been sighted by one of our stations on the Dew Line. Let's switch to Sergeant Dan Barker, 22nd NORAD Region, North Bay, Ontario, for the latest details.
The object first appeared on our radar screens coming from the direction of the North Pole and is headed south toward Canada and the United States. Our computer readout now indicates nine objects rather than one. There's a large sled-like vehicle or command craft preceded by eight smaller devices, which could be some sort of propulsion system. One thing for sure, the radar image is unlike any flying object presently known to science.
A report from NORAD's 22nd region at North Bay, Ontario. We'll keep watching the unknown and have more information within the hour. This is Air Force Sergeant Lee Mosley of the North American Air Defense Command in Colorado Springs, Colorado. A few moments ago, NORAD radar units on the Dew Line detected a strange sled-like vehicle headed toward our continent. Now, more details in this report from the Ballistic Missile Early Warning Station at Clear, Alaska.
Our BMUSE equipment is primarily designed to detect and track incoming ballistic missiles. It can also track satellites passing over the area. We have just picked up a rather odd-looking object traveling south at low altitude. It appears to be a friendly, unarmed craft. It's being guided by a fat man with a long white beard. That's all from BMUSE for now.
That word from Lieutenant Jack Richardson at our BMUSE site at Clear, Alaska. We'll keep you advised as we receive further reports. This is Air Force Sergeant Lee Mosley at the NORAD Combat Operations Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Reports are beginning to come in by telephone from private citizens in Alaska and the northern provinces of Canada concerning that rather strange airborne object being tracked by NORAD radar units. This much is now known about the vehicle. It's red in color and shaped like an old-fashioned sleigh. The propulsion system is divided into eight units that precede the command craft, and they're shaped somewhat like horses or reindeer. According to our computers here at NORAD, the craft is flying at a very low altitude and at times completely disappears from radar screens. This would indicate it is landing and taking off again at various points along its flight path. Also, there's reports the object has no national markings or other identification normally found on aircraft or space vehicles. This is Air Force Sergeant Lee Mosley at the North American Air Defense Command headquarters in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Radar units of the North American Air Defense Command have been tracking an airborne object for some time now. It's been tentatively identified as a friendly one-man vehicle, and we are almost certain the pilot is Santa Claus. However, we are required to make positive identification through radio contact with the object. Let's listen.
Hello, hello, this is NORAD. Please identify yourself. Over. This is NORAD calling. Your transmission is garbled. Say again, please. Over.
Well, as you can hear, our operators aren't having much luck contacting Santa Claus, if indeed it is the jolly old gent. We'll keep trying, though, and have a report for you later on. This is Air Force Sergeant Lee Mosley at the NORAD Combat Operations Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We have been trying to establish radio contact with an airborne object thought to be Santa Claus, but so far no luck. Either his radio is not working properly, or he is too busy to acknowledge our transmissions. The next step in NORAD identification procedures is to scramble fighter interceptor aircraft for a visual check. That's being done right now, and we can hear one of the intercept pilots over the loudspeaker.
North Bay Control, this is Helper 1-4. We have on our radar now. He's going south at a high rate of speed. Looks like he'll be on time at the rate he's going. And I can have him visually now. I can see him about 2 miles level at 3 o'clock position. I think he sees us. Yes, he sees us now. He's waving and he's laughing. We'll fly escort with him to assure him safe passage. This is Helper 1-4, over.
Well, it looks like a safe journey for Santa Claus to the homes of children everywhere. Further progress reports will be forthcoming. This is Air Force Sergeant Lee Mosley at the North American Air Defense Command Headquarters in Colorado Springs, Colorado. At this hour, NORAD tracking stations in Canada and the United States continue to follow Santa's journey across the continent. Let's listen to some of the reports as they come in.
This is Lieutenant Bill Campbell at Hancock Field, Syracuse, New York. We've had several calls in the last few minutes indicating visual sightings of Santa.
This is the Alaskan NORAD region. Santa has been spotted over Fairbanks within the hour. His flight pattern has been quite erratic.
This is the 23rd NORAD region in Duluth, Minnesota. A sleigh and reindeer have just been sighted over a shopping.
Reports from a wide area of North America confirming the fact that Santa Claus is indeed on his annual journey to homes all over the continent. This is Air Force Sergeant Lee Mosley at the North American Air Defense Command Headquarters in Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is Air Force Sergeant Lee Mosley at the NORAD Combat Operations Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. For several hours now, the combined facilities of the North American Air Defense Command have been tracking the annual flight of Santa Claus as he visits homes across our continent. According to custom, NORAD is providing escort as the jovial gent, his sleigh, and 8 reindeer continue their run from the North Pole to homes around the land. Late reports arriving at the operations center in Cheyenne Mountain indicate Santa is being seen in many places at once. And if he hasn't paid a visit to your home yet, never fear. He's on his way and he's on schedule. So from the nearly 114,000 men and women of the North American Air Defense Command, whose responsibility it is to guard the skies over our continent, a very Merry Christmas.